with defenseman Ryan Ufko. Your thoughts on the way the season ended?
No, obviously it's unfortunate. You know, we all had the goal that we were going to win the whole thing. You know, that's every team's goal coming into playoffs. But, you know, obviously that wasn't our result. But, you know, it was really fun postseason. We're all proud of each other and what we did. And just kind of, well, for me, I'm just trying to reflect on it.
Yeah, you come in late in the season. You played 9 games. You get the playoff games. You had said before last week when we were in the desert that you've played more playoff games than you've played regular season games. But you, it seemed to gel really quick for you. Like you were welcomed in. You had no problem being welcomed in. It was really a good time.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, with the staff and then with the group in there, all the older guys, younger guys, they did a really good job of welcoming me in. You know, I can't say thank you enough to all of them. Made me fit right in, didn't feel like an outsider at all. And then, you know, they really helped me with the way they play and, you know, made it really simple for me. Just play your hockey game. That's why you're here. And just believe in yourself, believe in each other.
Did you think that it would be like this after, I mean, you turned pro, it's going to be your first crack at pro hockey. Did you think it would be this much?
No, it's nothing's ever really what you expect. Like, you know, I had a couple of buddies play pro, obviously, and guys from college who left to go pro a couple of years before. And, like, you hear about it, but, you know, it's something that you don't know until you experience it. So I think that was really good and beneficial for me, especially for next year, just being able to come out here at the end of the year, you know, get that experience, get the pro lifestyle kind of under my belt, see the older guys, you know, get practices, get to meet everybody. I think that was something that was really beneficial for me.
So now what does the summer look like for you?
Yeah, so I'm going to head home back to New York. I'll probably go up back to UMass in maybe the next couple of weeks. Just I still got some stuff there I got to grab. Got to move out officially of my house up there. But, you know, I definitely want to go back up there later in the summer when all the guys go back because they do their summer training. So I might go up there for a week or so and train with them, see all the guys. But mostly just go home back to New York, you know, be with my family, do my summer training there with my normal group, all us guys from Long Island. We all train and skate together every day, so it's really good. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, basically just hang out at home, enjoy some family time.
Isn't it funny how quick summer goes when you play into the middle of June?
Yeah, it is. Like most, I think all my buddies from back home in Long Island that I train with, they've been there for about a month or so, like already training. I think the last guy to get there was Coronado from Calgary, yeah. And they lost to Coachella, but... yeah, it's definitely quick, but it's worth it.
Congratulations on the start. Have a good summer. We'll see you next year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Ryan Ufko.